This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. We were just talking with Paulie out in New Jersey, one of my Goombas out there. And, you know, it struck me that it truly is the best part of the show when people call in. And we don't make a big enough point of it. So our number is 800-785-1073. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. Call in. What are your predictions? What are you grilling? Add to this conversation because you all out there have all kinds of great experience. And that's what everybody wants to hear. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
I'm at a point with I haven't even figured out what I'm making tonight. And it's probably better for me with BBL having the Super Bowl parties that we have that I don't have that responsibility because my option paralysis is setting in. It really is. I mean, every time we do this show, you talk about doing a pig on the grill and like you can't go wrong with that. No, okay, ribs sound good too. All right, well, you probably should have some wings, and then pretty soon we're talking about calamari and
I mean, do you stay up at night thinking up these phrases?
What are you talking about?
Option paralysis.
Oh, no.
That's
a relatively well-known term, I think. You get so much on your plate, literally, that you don't know which direction to go in.
I mean, I come up with phrases, but they're usually like meat-oriented, like, you know, we're the searing studs, patio pirates, beef bandits, smoking bubbas, hardcore carnivores, stuff like that. But option paralysis.
You've never had that.
I get it every... Well, are you kidding?
There you go.
I'm as ADD as you can get.
That's what I'm talking about.
They won't give me the pills.
And that's one of the things that this job saves me from is the fact that I don't actually have to take on that responsibility.
Yeah. So if you're listening, if you have anything to contribute to this conversation, because it's a good one today, and it's all about grilling. It's about the Super Bowl. It's about the Packers, you know, whooping on the Steelers.
Well, it's probably the second, the second biggest eating holiday of the year? Thanksgiving's got to be the big one as far as a just a food-focused holiday. But Super Bowl Sunday is right there.
It's pretty hard to prioritize them. We've got like 12 of them at least, 15 of them.
And that's where, I really do. It's Thanksgiving without the family hassles.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to invite my in-laws. It's just,
We'll do the whole meal in the living room. We've got this big cocktail table and Mrs. Barbecue Bob, who's up skiing this weekend on another holiday. Why does she always leave when Joppy's gone? Wait a minute.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
I am tired of this. Anyway, she gets all excited and puts out all kinds of food and usually like enough to feed about 20 people and there's like six or seven.
No, that's the same thing I end up doing because my wife will go into appetizer prep overdrive. I can't convince her that idiot friends of mine that are going to come over, really, if you just pour whatever you want on their plate and they're going to eat it and they're not going to complain. And she's bringing out serviceware and there's all kinds of, the things got to be set up and she's working on a presentation. And what are you doing? You're killing me with this stuff. And then, yeah, we end up with so much food that, a week later, I'm still sustaining myself off leftovers because there's so many, just pounds of it ends up in the freezer.
So what would be your dream spread for Super Bowl bash, including appetizers, dips, drinks, beer, main course, even desserts? The number is 800-785-1073. We'll talk to you. And now we're going to chat for a little bit about some accessories.
We were talking about that jacquard was the thing right. I couldn't think of before.
That's right.
And that's a sneaky little tool that a lot of people, if you're big into grilling, especially if you're smoking up briskets, you got to get one of these
Absolutely.
Things, man. It changes the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that I'd ever heard of. Marks brought it up, Chris Marks, out there in Kansas City. About a month and a half ago, brought it up. He said, "Well, if you're doing a brisket, don't bother doing one without this."
And a jacquard, really, like a 45 pin, is probably what you want. It looks like something you'd use for acupuncture or something, but it's just a bunch of these big needles. And you bought one. How many pins did you get?
You know what? I don't know. A bunch.
A lot, like 36 or something.
Right.
That's pretty good size. So, did you put the rub on the brisket before you started?
And then stomp it in just. You just crush it into the meat.
And how'd that brisket turn out?
Yeah, it's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
It's good. And that's one of those grill accessories that again, you know, the whole point of this show, and if you're just waking up, this is the Grilling Guys, and it's every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 here on WBBL. The whole point of the show is to change the game for guys that are out there doing this. Everybody does. Everybody's got a grill of some kind, you know, on the deck, out behind the house, in the garage, whatever. And there are a number of little things, simple things, nothing complicated, but stuff without inside knowledge. I've been cooking on the coals my entire life, and there are so many things that I've learned over the last 4 or 5 months that are very, very, very easy. And now, I mean, I've gotten to the point in my neighborhood where they just bring the food. Guys will bring, you know, bring the ribs, bring whatever.
Well, you've
to have them to have them cooked.
You've got that Grilling Guys jacket.
Well, I've got that new smoker is what I've got. It's the fleece is great, but it's never added anything to the flavor of the chow. But that Good One smoker, and that can be a little bit confusing. The name of the company is actually The Good One, and not for nothing. It'll do you right. And now you get to that point where, you know, people recognize when they see smoke coming out of your backyard, you're going to have noses popping over the fence. And that's one of those, that jacquard is one of those accessories that if you're big on the beef the way that I am, I like my stuff a little spicier than most. And it's fantastic.
Now, I guarantee you, if I offered free tickets to the Dam to Dam, the phones would light up. When we give free stuff away, you guys drive our phone system crazy. But when we ask you to call in and, sputter something out here, you're being a little shy. So come on, give us a jingle. I'm begging.
How do you
barbecue bag?
How do you
what's the best thing you ever had for a Super Bowl party?
What's your answer to that? You've lived in Hawaii. You've lived in some weird places. I imagine you've dabbled in
Hawaii. Is not weird.
Unusual.
Emily's from Hawaii.
Yeah, and
she looks as normal as she looks beyond normal.
Hawaii's not weird. Look outside.
This is weird.
A lifelong Michigan resident, trust me, Hawaii might as well be Mars. So I assume that you've had some sort of adventures with this stuff. What's the best spread you've ever seen on the game day?
I'm pretty basic, you know. It's ribs and wings. I think Rob nailed it. If you're watching a football game, chomping on ribs, or better yet, he said to do the wings with that Memphis rub. Seriously good. But I've got some Paul Henry hot chicken rub that I'll be using tomorrow because it's really got a lot of zip to it. I kind of like the spicy side.
Most people, I think, tend to, when you talk about wings, they pigeonhole them into the buffalo style when you get a...
Yeah, and those are just greasy baked.
Have you ever been to Buffalo and had honest to God,
yeah,
wings?
Yeah, that whole area.
Yeah, well, they're pretty... It's a butter-based thing, but what else are you doing with chicken wings?
Well, I'm going to put them on the Good One, for one thing. I'm going to smoke them, and I'm going to put a nice hot rub on them. I'm going to get that buffalo flavor, but I'm going to put them in the Good One at a low temp. Real light smoke, so they're not real heavy smoke, but probably put them in for 180 for about 2 hours, or 2 hours, as Rob says. And they're amazing. They're just melt in your mouth. They're tender. They kind of puff up. They get plump, and they're not greasy at all.
See, that's one of those things that nobody would, myself included, nobody would ever think to smoke chicken wings. Because, again, everybody thinks chicken wings, they think of hot wings.
They're so good.
And that's all you get.
Well, the cool thing about putting them in a smoker is all that fat drips off them. So by the time you end up eating them, you're not dealing with that greasy mess that, you know, everybody does chicken a little differently. But
sure.
I don't know. I don't need all that grease, man. I'm fat.
And so you start talking about a Memphis rub. You can take it in another direction. All of a sudden you've got all of the Asian flavors.
Oh, yeah.
You do like a teriyaki-based kind of a thing. And those are, see, that's...
I love chicken teriyaki.
That's where you start option paralysis.
That could be fun. You know, a little bit of chicken on a stick and throw that on the tech infrared. Just bang that out real quick. We'll have to get you cooking on an infrared. Because that's a lot of fun, too. You know, if you're in a hurry and you need to throw something down quick, 100% infrared, nothing like it.
How long does it take to do something like that?
Well, if I did a chicken breast on my tech, I'll do like 4.5 minutes on each side. It's done. Skinless. You cut into it, boom, it explodes on you. And again, the same thing we were talking about with Rob with the meat temp, how it's rising. You pull them off when it's a little bit under the temperature you're looking for, because it's going to continue to enter the center of that meat. Chicken breasts are really, really sensitive to that. But with that 100% infrared heat, It's just, you got to get a tech.
All right, so you're doing ribs. You're doing chicken wings. How do you accessorize? Are you are you the guacamole guy? I mean, avocados by the million pay the ultimate price on Super Bowl Sunday.
Since my daughter Maggie moved to Florida, we don't have our guacamole maker anymore. She was like the supreme guac. Her and Emily would be the supreme guac maker. So I don't know what we're going to do there. I'll probably end up crushing the big green grapes myself. But I think I'm going to go over to Sobeys when I leave here and get some of those fresh cheesy brats. Really got a hankering for some of those on the smoker.
Now, you're obviously pulling for the Packers, which is weird as a Lions fan.
Well, again, it's that Youper root thing. I've got a bunch of relatives in Wisconsin. I don't really care. No horse in the game, you know.
Yeah, I don't have a horse in the race either. And I just, everybody today is picking the Packers all week long. Everybody we talked to was
It's like I told you yesterday when we were at the auto show. You can't count the Steelers down. I mean,
no.
That's an amazing force with a tradition. I mean, who's been to the Super Bowl more times than the Steelers? Yeah, many teams.
Too many rings.
Yeah.
Too many rings. And the guys on the stat that sticks out in that game, there are 24 guys in Pittsburgh that have played in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
You got Charles Woodson.
Yeah,
on Green Bay, and there's nobody on Green Bay's team with a ring.
Really?
So, yeah.
You would know those stats.
Well,
you're a sports guy.
I host a sports show. So, yeah, I got to know that stuff.
That's called Bakita and Gray every morning from 6 to 9 on WBBL.
But you start talking about Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger doesn't lose the big game.
He will tomorrow.
He doesn't lose in those situations.
I'll bet you a pork butt.
Before or after it's cooked. What are you talking about?
I don't care. Forget about it.
All right, you're on. Fair enough.
Okay, we talked a little bit about the Jacquard. What you can also do with the Jacquard is use it on your steaks. Sometimes, let's take a New York strip. That can be a tricky steak to make. Not everybody's going to have an infrared grill. Some people are just going to throw it over coals, throw it over a gas flame, and they're going to
ruin it,
torture it.
They're going to ruin it.
You take a Jacquard to that. You rub it with some olive oil, put a little garlic on there, and some crushed salt and pepper. And then you take your Jacquard to it and you punch it in. Oh, man. It infuses that oil in the meat, and it kind of tears it up a little bit. Actually cooks a little faster. And, boom, you got a tender steak. Another thing a lot of people probably don't use anymore is rotisseries. But last week we were talking about this little device you can get for your grill that you hook onto your rotisserie. And it cooks hot dogs just like the ones in the Speedway, you know?
Oh, sure.
A little roller deal. Side burners, those are kind of a dead deal anymore. Nobody uses side burners on the grill. You think?
I've never had one.
Yeah. It's a wasted option. We do have another class coming up. We did this class, a bunch of them around the Midwest, a couple weeks ago. Rob Russell came in, and we did venison, we did pork, we did wild boar, and this is going to be another one of those classes. Zager was so overloaded from the first class that we're going to do another one, and it's Thursday, February 17th at 6:30, and that's at their Jamestown store. Now, Zager's has become Barbecue Central in the Grand Rapids area. These guys are just going after the grilling business big. It's a fun store. It's huge. I don't know if you've ever been out there or not. I know you were on your way when I called you last time with the wrong time.
Well, I picked up my good one out there.
So you can. Oh yeah, okay. Where was that?
Yeah.
I thought you went to Holland for that one.
Right.
Okay. Either way, you can. I want to on the air invite you out to this one. I'll pick up the tab. It's only $40. I'm cheap. But it's,
you're talking to me now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep in mind that everybody out there was like, "Sweet, it's on Bob."
Well, there's only a couple slots left anyway, so you're going to want to get a hold of them at 896-9313, and that's Zager's Pool and Spa in Jamestown. It is on Thursday, February 17th at 6:30. I'll be putting on part of the class, and the other presenter is Rick from Port 72 Meats. Rick is a phenomenal sausage guy. I mean, he's got a great meat shop out in Port Sheldon, and the dude knows sausage. He's a lot like Sobey. You know, he's just a true meat guy. So There's only a couple slots left. We're capping it at like 15 or 20. So if you really want to get in on that class, I would call the Jamestown store today at 896-9313. Talk to anybody. Get your name on the list. It's only $40. It's a $150 class, in my opinion, because I know how hard we work.
All right, coming up, we've got a big event coming up, obviously, with the Dam to Dam up in Newaygo. We'll hit on some other big barbecue events across country, some things you might want to get into if you're traveling. Stick around.